Hi, I'm Kim Ward Gaffney, and welcome to The Huddle. The Huddle are leadership development experiences to create what I like to call breakaway performance. This is the first installment of the Whiteboard Sessions. It's a series of opportunities for you and I to talk and get to know one another, and ultimately to lead to you redefining and reimagining what's possible in your career and in your life. Now, you're probably thinking, why should I even listen to her? Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have 25 years of consulting, marketing, and coaching experience. I've been certified as a coach for about 15 years. And I can tell you what I love about coaching is the fact that I get to work with my clients in deciding what's next. I listen intensely. I make sure that we are engaging one's head and heart, and then we create momentum with action that leads to you being able to say, this is my game plan. So let's talk about what happens in a huddle. Now, I know so many people think, okay, you think huddle, you think sports analogy, but for me, it really does resonate because I am a coach's daughter. I grew up on the football field. For me, it was looking at things not in terms of winning a game by just a touchdown, but it really was inch by inch. How do you go about moving forward and gaining that momentum? And I can tell you that imprint has really just been a part of my leadership experience. Now, a huddle is an action of a team gathering together, usually in a tight circle, to strategize, motivate, or celebrate. Now, if you're like me, when you're watching a sports event and you see people huddle, don't you want to get in there? I know I do. I want to know, what are you talking about? I want to hear it before everyone else hears it. That's what the huddle is. The huddle is an opportunity for you and I in this huddle to strategize, to motivate, and celebrate what's next for you. If you think about this, teaming is so important. To create a team is the single most effective thing that you can do to be productive. There is no way you and I can do what we do what we imagine we can do, and do it alone. It is about collaboration. So that's what we're going to do over these series. We're going to unpack all that I've learned over my years to really help you think about how do I collaborate and elevate and really have the impact that I want to have. Now, in order to have the impact, there are a couple of things I've learned in my years that you have to engage. And that is definitely one's head and one's heart. So many times leaders think, if I can just think this thing through, if I can strategize and come up with an answer, I'll get there. And yes, that's a part of it. But it's your heart. That's what motivates you. So when you are in a team and you're collaborating, you are sharing your ideas. You may be even a little vulnerable. And that's okay, because that's what leads to being productive. Now, in terms of productivity, let's be real. We only have 168 hours in a week. That's all we have. So time is not infinite. It is finite. So what are you going to do with those 168 hours? I would imagine that you would think about who's on your team, right? What's your game plan? And when you're thinking about your team and collaborating and trying to be productive and engaging your head and your heart, you really have to have diversity represented in your thinking. Now, as I said before, I'll be in the huddle with you, but there should be more. So what I want you to do is to start thinking about these 8 vital people, their essence, their characteristics that are essential for you to strategize, celebrate, right, and move forward in your huddle. Let's first talk about the builder. I love these people. They are probably the ones that play Legos. You know, they build it up and they tear it back down. So you definitely want to make sure you have a builder on your team. Secondly, a collaborator. And we talked about this, being able to work together. If you just unpack that word, co, together, labor, work. So working together. And then a champion. Now, I love champions. We probably have a lot of champions on our team already. The champions that say, yes, you can. You tell your champion, oh, I've been working in marketing for 25 years and you know I love to cook. I think I'm going to start my catering business. You know what your champion says? You go ahead and start that business. Well, that's great. It's great to have that energy of a champion. But you may want to give that some thought and think about, well, what are the steps to creating that business? And that's where perhaps the connector comes in. With whom would you need to speak with and understand more about the catering business? Another example of some vital people is an energizer. We all feel a little down at times, and you just need someone to push you over the hurdle, right? That's where the energizer comes in. And then there are companions, people that are just not necessarily telling you which way to go, but just along the journey with you, supporting you. And then you have one of my favorite people in my own huddle, and that is the mind opener. That's the person that's like, have you thought about this? What about that? I love that type of energy in my huddle. And then finally, the navigator. As a coach, I'm thinking, do you go to the left? Do you go to the right? Or do you go straight down the middle? So this is what we're talking about happens in a huddle. This huddle is represented by so many different personalities that are all there to celebrate and to help you reimagine and find what is my point of differentiation. As we wrap up all of these sessions, I'm going to ask you to do a homework assignment. I know you're thinking, I'm not in grade school, but that's where action comes in. It really is, how do you go about in between these sessions being intentional about the change that you want to create? So your homework assignment from this particular session is to start thinking about what's your game plan, right? Start to envision that. And you need to write it down. When you write it down, it starts to crystallize a bit more. And you'd be surprised the number of vital people that will come to you once you articulate what that game plan is. And then for those of you who may not have everyone in your huddle represented, start thinking about who are those 8 vital friends you want to have in that huddle with you. And then think about, how does all of this lead to a better version of you? You know, that version that you look in the mirror and you go, you know, I'm not bad. I like myself. I like what I'm doing. Because we all get in those moments of feeling a little stuck, like, I got a great job. It's going well. I get recognized. But you know, inside, you feel that there's a little bit more. And that's what the huddle can do for you, help you find out what's next. And then finally, visualize the impact that you want to make. You got a lot of work to do. And get ready to work and get ready to learn and also have some fun. After each of these sessions, remember you'll have a homework assignment. And if you want to learn more about me, the assignments, or just some other activities that you can do, I welcome you to visit my website at coachesdaughter.com. And then certainly if you have any questions or concerns, I'm always here for you. You can email me at thehuddle@coachesdaughter.com. Let's get ready. You ready? I'm ready. Let's break away and have a wonderful week. I'm Kim Ward Gaffney with The Huddle. Have a great day.